All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Insanitech webinar. I am your host, Grace Conyers. As per always, it seems like I'm a bit feisty today because it seems like the world is just kind of doing random things courtesy of the coronavirus. My phone beeping is my husband, who has been freaking out and having panic attacks about it all week. Not like, you know, severe panic attacks, just what do we need from the grocery store? Oh my God, do we need this? Do we have enough of that? If I answer him, he doesn't call. So if you see me looking over there when I give you time to think, that's why. We got to make adjustments in this crazy time period, and I hope all of you are all set up for whatever can happen. Honestly, what can we do but continue to move forward? Let's hope it blows over soon, though, shall we? But in this time, it's even more interesting because then we get to ask ourselves, why should we stay connected? I mean, how do we stay connected? We've got a lot of interesting things going on in the world right now. So at which point in time do you basically say, okay, I need to call this person. I need to stay connected with this person. Everybody is going to have a different set of anxieties at the moment. And, you know, if you have older parents and they're in the nursing home and the COVID-19 is running through your area, then you're probably going to be sitting down and worrying about them, calling the nursing home and trying to stay away if you have it, considering as that they are the most at risk. But beyond that, why is networking important? It's super important to keep your life going forward, all of your life, at any given time. Personal, professional, it doesn't matter. Networking can help you do it. For example, if your mother is in the nursing home and COVID-19 runs through the area and you are, you know, cordial with the people that are there at the nursing home, they'll get pretty decent service. They'll get, you know, up there on the list of things if something goes wrong. But what if you actually know when their nurse's birthday is? And you bring her some flowers, her favorite type of flowers. Just say, thank you and have a great day. It could change the entire outcome. So personal and professional life, it can really help. In the person, the professional, surrounding yourself with the right people can always help you move forward. Same thing with the personal. So networking with the people that are not just in your life, like your wife, your in-laws, and things, you know, people that are very important in that regard, as well as your boss and your coworkers then, but everyone, it can really help you. So that's the why. Now, I can see that the people that are here, we've got now, Sarah, John, and Marcus. Nice to see you here too. You guys all know that I'm introverts. I'm an introvert, and networking is one of those things that I've just done painfully, I admit, to build my life and career. But I don't do it in a hardcore extroverted way. I usually approach with my own twists, which is, how can I help this person? How can I help them build their life? To me, this makes a little bit less painful because I can come from a place of service, which makes it less awkward because I'm not looking at what's in it for me. Instead, I think, well, how can I help them? Can I introduce them to somebody that can help their life? Just last week, I introduced a lady to a baker who has an at-home business, and they make the most wonderful cakes. Now she has a great cake to give to her in-laws for their wedding anniversary. And it will be beautiful. It will taste amazing. Things will go off well. I've helped one person. I've helped another person. And so it's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's about people and connections and how we can help each other and serve each other and our communities and things of that nature. That is what networking is. So in my perspective, if I say, how can I help someone build their life? You can either put them in personal, somebody who makes amazing cakes and you might want them for a party or something of that nature? Or is it professional? Is this someone that can help you learn a new skill, who can help you get grant money? Because we're not going to lie here. We all know that it's a system based on who knows who. If it's somebody who loves chemistry, that's a professional tie to me. If it's someone who loves firearms like we do, then that's a personal connection for me, but a professional one for my husband. And when you build your network with this in mind, you're also able to connect with people. It just helps. Your reputation will grow for every single time you connect somebody, whether it's personal, it's professional. And when you do this, your reputation, they'll be like, that is the person that I can ask. Do you know somebody who can? And just be honest. You don't have to say, not yet, but I can look for somebody. You can say, no, I don't. But if I hear somebody, when do you need to know them by? And it just helps out. All that is well and good, isn't it? Yes, I agree, Sarah. Sometimes you just need to know people. And us women seem to usually do this naturally in the personal world, but not necessarily the professional. Guys, you seem to do it in spades in the professional, but when it comes to personal, you're like, why do I care that you can do that? And then you forget. It's not knocking you, but at the same time, it's also not knocking us for kind of being that. We just have to learn how to combine it. And of course, there are easy ways to hack this. We'll definitely get into that in the end of the lecture here. Lecture? Webinar? Either way, I'm drinking turmeric tea out of the bestest mug in the world. No tea, no work. A friend of mine gave this to me years ago, and I used it all throughout grad school, and still with me today, because sometimes you just feel like saying, no tea, no work. Is the glare off my glasses bothering you guys? Because I could turn that light off. It is a happy light, and since it's dreary outside, it helps keep me awake-ish. Let's get back to this, though, shall we? How often should you reach out to these people? So how often depends on where you are in your network building. I've heard the advice every day for a few minutes. I've often heard about a week before you really need them, reach out. And I've heard about everything in between. So take it with a grain of salt. I would reach out to people somewhat often. It doesn't matter what industry, but like say you know a professional baker and you never know when you might want a birthday cake or an anniversary cake or a toodles, have a good life, congratulations, you're retiring type of cake. So you might want to go in every quarter or so and order a cake or some muffins or cupcakes or whatever they sell. I actually had to remember the word cupcakes there for a second. And that way you could just say, hey, how's things going? How's business? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, keep in touch with them in that sort of way. And for me, every day is way too much. I've got a lot of work to do. And frankly, my introversion makes me not so comfortable with it. I mean, how are you guys doing on the introvert versus extrovert? How often would you be willing to reach out to people that you barely know and just say, hey, how's things going? Sarah says not very often. John says, I think I'd be okay with it just a little bit. And Marcus says, I talk to people I don't really know every day. So we've got the whole gamut here. So when you look at how often you should reach out to people, you also need to think about them. So Marcus, if you were to ask me every single day, how are you? I'd be like, are you my best friend all of a sudden? I barely know you. You'd have to give me something more to go on than that. And, you know, so it's kind of like you get to figure out what the other people are like and how often is too often for them, and because you don't necessarily want to scare them away. But I found a happy medium that seems to work really well for me. And I just started doing this fairly recently, so maybe in the future this might alter. But every week on Thursday, which I've designated as my PR and networking day, you guys are part of networking. I send a message to 2 to 3 people that I haven't connected with in a while. I can do this via text, email, social media, any way I really see a need to or can do. But it has to be like a one-on-one. It has to be somewhat personal. You know, maybe if I don't know their email or the text, but it's somebody that I haven't talked to in a while, but I find rather fascinating, I might reach into the DMs and say, hey, I haven't really talked to you in a while, and on a personal level, I just wanted to say, you know, how you doing? Or if it's somebody I haven't talked to at all, I might say, the recent post that you did really inspired me to XYZ. Just thank you for that. And those sorts of things help open up a conversation and can go further. Because I do the social networking or PR on days like this, I will reach out to 2 to 3 new people on social media that have recently connected with me personally, and then the one that has recently connected with the company Insanitech. And this is just so that way I can say, you know, what made you connect with us? What can we do for you? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So once again, on Thursday, 2 to 3 people that I haven't connected with in a while. That means like you scroll to the bottom of your text things and say, oh, I haven't talked to so-and-so in a while. I'll just reach out and say hi. 2 to 3 people, new people that you have never talked to ever before on your social media, but that have recently connected with you because they have shown interest in you. And then one that has connected with your company if you own your own business. And I'm assuming at this point in time that you're thinking about it if you maybe not haven't already. So how many of you have connected with your own company? How many of you have already created it? None of you. Okay. You still work for regular companies then? Even those can be useful. So if you have access to their PR things, and you have access to the Twitter, the Instagram, whatever they're using, and you see a person connect with it, you can also see if you can reach out to them. Just to basically say, oh, okay, you know, how are you doing? And, you know, what do you have interest in this field, etc. It can really help. The other thing I do on Thursdays, I've got 4 more things that I've been doing. I look at the calendar to see if anyone's birthday, anniversary, or other reason to drop more of a special gift on them is coming up. So personal, professional, just make sure it's appropriate. You're not going to send necessarily flowers to your boss's wife unless you've talked to your boss first. Especially if it seems like it could be a romantic overture. Appropriateness. You might send them a card that says happy birthday or, you know, anniversary or something like that. Or you might, like, if your boss's wife's birthday is coming up, you might want to just say, hey, I remember you said that your wife's birthday is coming up. Can you wish her a happy birthday for me? That way it's not over the line and you're kind of doing something nice for your boss, but at the same time you're not, like, stepping on anybody's toes. So if it's coming up within the next month, buy a gift, send a card or something, write it down, make sure you schedule it, and actually send it out in plenty of time for it to get there. So far we've gotten through 3 bullet points. Reach out to 2 to 3 people that you haven't connected with. 2 to 3 people that are new. Look at the calendar to see if there's any special events that you need to buy or send cards or gifts or whatever for. The next one is search for the local meetups and potential things that you can do in order to grow your network. So this depends on you, really. I tend to alternate personal and business. And when I look at personal or business, I tend to alternate what specific interests that I have that I'm trying to grow. Love hiking. Do I want to go to a hiking thing? Do I want to go to a gaming convention? Do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? How you set that up and what you want to do is really based on your needs and what your interests are at the time. But no harm in looking to see what's available. So that was number four, because I can count. So this is number five. Search social media for potential digital contacts. We have people all over the world. So you can look for people that have the same interests as you. You can look for people that you might collaborate with sometime in the future. Pretty much anything. So use that like in a way of a social, like the local places that you would go. So you get people in person, you get people on the internet. So that would be, what, six things? I can't count while doing this. Hold on. One, two, three, four, five. That would be five things so far. And the last thing, and this will be a lifesaver for you guys. Have you ever used a swipe file? So scripts and swipe files are things that you basically, you have a designated thing. So I actually have, remember guys, I use Linux. So I use a thing called Gnote and I have scripts. So I have, if people connect to me on LinkedIn, you know, it's like, or I connect with them. It's been a while since we've connected. Thank you for accepting my request to rekindle our connection. What's new in your world right now? Or if they've asked me to connect. Hi, name. What a surprise. What prompted you to connect with me? On the surface, it seems like we have little in common, but I'm sure we have a very similar mission to help the world be a bit better every day. So, you know, these are different ways that you can do things. And I keep dozens of them because keeping track of them is very, very difficult for me. And I always get tongue-tied. What do you say in this situation? What do you say in that situation? And the last thing that I will be doing on Thursday then is tweaking those scripts and swipe files I've been using. So if I've not been getting any response from them, I'll tweak it and then copy, paste, send them well where it needs to go, and voila, it's done. So once again, one, two, three, four, five, six things to do on a Thursday or whatever day of the week you choose to set up for your social networking. 2 to 3 people that you haven't connected with in a while, or if you wanted to do it every day, like Marcus, you could do 1 to 2 people that you haven't connected with in a while. Reach out to 2 to 3 new people, or Marcus, you could do it every day if you wanted to, just, you know, lower the numbers. And then, you know, when it comes to the new people, this could also be the potential people that you just got a business card for. So when you go to these local meetups, you could then say, oh, I got these business cards. I'll reach out to them on, you know, your new people section. Then you would look at the calendar to see what's coming up, whose birthdays you might want to send cards to, etc., and schedule those. Then, lastly, if you haven't been seeing any feedback, tweak the scripts and the swipe files and try it again. Just makes it easier on your life. So it's not like it's too much until you ask yourself, how do you keep track of it? Give me a second. I need to answer these text messages and make sure it's nothing important, like somebody's dying from coronavirus. It's not. It was my husband basically saying that he's sorry, because he was supposed to get back to me well before this webinar about something important and didn't. So we were talking about methods to keep track of people. Now, I don't have one anymore, but I used to have an address book, a physical address book, you know, the type where you have A's through Z in there, and then you had like little sheets and you write people's names and things on. Actually, give me a second. I think I still do. One moment. What a shock, right? I actually have one. So, you know, these things. Old school address book. write names in there, and you can use post-it notes to basically say, hey, get hold of this person on this date and things of that nature. That was a system that I used, I want to say back in high school. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was back in high school. And it works. But at a certain point in time, you get too many. Marcus, you should know this since you're an extrovert and you can keep that. And then, so you can get the physical thing, but there's a couple digital ones. First one I want to talk about is Asana. And give me a second. I'm going to open up browser here and show you how we have this set up. So you're going to get an inside look of Insanitech now. How fun is that, huh? Share the screen. I do believe we're on, yeah, because it says stop share. So this is Asana. You can do a lot of different things with it. And here I have Network and Leans. This is an older school system thing that we've been using. And you can see that you can divide it into who, you know, researchers, things of that nature, suppliers, and just kind of keep it going around. You can use tags, you can do this. The cool thing about this is, so I don't show you anybody's information, we're going to go here. In this description, I have what kind of business they have, email, phone, Skype or Hangouts. Oh God, that's forever ago. Skype doesn't work anymore, neither does Hangouts. Postal mail address, industry, in, you know, interests, these sorts of things. And then you could basically set up a subtask that says you need to email, call. You can set up a due date for yourself, you know, do this on this date. And then you can even assign it to a teammate if you are working with people. And you can even make notes here that, you know, you could basically say, oh, I did this on this date and now I need to do something else. So here, just a list of subtasks that we and I have done in the past. Email, call, send them a letter, because there's nothing more fun than getting a physical letter in the mail. It just says, thank you for whatever. Visit them. I mean, how often do you actually visit your people? Lunch. Can you take a prospective client out for lunch, or one that you spent a lot of money with you? Coffee meetings, birthday cards, Christmas cards, whatever else you want to add to these lists as a subtask, and then you can do the due dates and all that. This is free for up to, I do believe, 15 people. So if you work in a small team, this would work. But if you just have a single person, you can also get it free, and it works wonderfully as a free network in Leeds. If you decide to go this way and you want more information about this, send me a message or drop a comment, you know, how it goes, and I'll walk you through or send my template to you guys, because we have the ability to send templates in here somewhere. Somewhere it has a template, you know, I can share templates with people. Been a while since I've actually had to do that though. Now, the other thing that we have been using here at Insanitech, and we've been switching over to, and it's also free, has been a CRM. Now, the thing is that CRMs and ERPs, we got ours in a, let's see if I can actually log in here. No. So this comes with our web host, VTiger. So it's not great. It's not bad. I was giving it a try to see what it was like and seeing if it was one of those things that would actually work smoothly. The answer is not so much, but you have a lot of different abilities to do campaigns, lead contacts, you know, you can do all these other things that people have available to them. And I've been trying to figure out if it would work as Insanitech grows and gets more complicated. And I haven't even set up 99% of any of this stuff. So it comes down to really, what do you need? If you're looking for something that's this complicated because you're getting geared up for things and you have your own business, you probably have a website, which means you probably have a web host. If your web host should have a thing called Softalicious or other software developing things, then you can look through those and see if there's any CRM and ERPs. CRM is customer relationship management, and ERPs is enterprise re something. I don't remember what it stands for, but this is what you need if you're going to go like a super big scale. Otherwise, using Asana is just fine. Let's see, was there anything else? No. All right. So I went through that really quickly because I knew there was a lot to get through in 30 minutes. But what questions do you have? I know, right? I went through that way too quick, John. I'm sorry. John asks, how many times do I get ignored? Quite often, actually. Especially if it's an email, you get ignored all the time. Texts, you get about 20% of them that won't reply to you. They're like, who the hell is this? Probably. And just delete. They don't bother. I often find that you have to remind them, hi, this is Grace Conyers. We met at such and such meeting last week. It was great to hear from you. You were asking about, you know, where to find a baker. Well, here's the lady's number that I found, you know, that I was mentioning. There you go. That's easy. And when you're of service to them, they at least usually look at it and they might reply with thanks. And thus, you know, you've gotten through. What else, Marcus? Why don't we use Asana anymore? Well, I was trying to actually look for an ERP, aka a way to see the ERP is basically this stuff, the products, services, and things of that nature. I was trying to look for a way that would help, and especially this inventory stuff. I was looking for something that I could get that would be free because we're working on an extreme budget here. That would help us kind of keep track of what we have in stock, where, and do that. When I came across this, that's both CRM and that, I kind of went, that could be fun. Okay, do you mind if I stop sharing now? One second. VTiger, I actually don't know a whole lot about the company, and when I click that, it just goes back here. If you search for it on the internet, you come up with some really grand looking thing. Well, this is what it looks like in the background. And you can do a lot of things with it, but what and how smoothly it works, I'm a little unsure of. So I stop sharing. Scripts. Yes, Marcus, scripts. You don't use them? Lucky you. Oh, yeah, Sarah, you want more scripts? I could put together a file of them sometime and then put them up for. Yeah, I could definitely do that as an upsell, content upgrade at some point in time, which means that you guys on the email list will get them for free. No, really. I tweak them constantly. Trying to think. One was, it's just that when you sit down, you're thinking, okay, how do I say this? How do I approach that? I open up either a document, or again, I usually keep it in Gnote and I keep a bunch of little notes here. Something that's easily searchable for you, whether it's an Excel file, whether it's a Word document, what have you. You want to basically put down scripts for things that you use on a regular basis, whether it's emails. I actually put them in Gmail as a canned response, so that way I could just select and go. I'm very lazy that way. Or I have a tendency to also do social medias. I have a sticky note slash reminder thing on my phone that I can also just grab and go, so that way if I'm trying to use Instagram, it works that way. I don't really use Twitter all that much, so it kind of depends where I'm at, what I do with it. I probably could keep everything in Google Drive and it would work smoothly across all platforms. It's just that for some odd reason I haven't. You have those days? Sit a little over there because that glare is worse, apparently. Yikes, what the hell is going on? Anyway. So what's another script I use? Let me go get a canned response because I don't have that many of them on my thing yet because, you know, sometimes you just don't use everything all the time. Compose, because you have to open Compose in Google. And then wait, where is the canned responses? Oh, they're not coming down. Oh, you can use templates now. There they are. So it's in right next to the, if you're using Gmail, it's right next to the trash bin icon, and it's called templates. And there's one that I have that says, you know, like, hi, name. I, one of our researchers, read your paper on title in journal. They found it to be really informative and an interesting piece that will help their research. We wanted to show you how much we value your research, so we wanted to send you a flyer for infographic service and ask you if you would mind if we used your work in an infographic. Every month we put a paper into a drawing and do a free mini infographic to share great research with the world. And we'd like to add your paper, you know, to our box to draw for the competition. You can see our examples at, and I send them my favorite one, which is Bats on a Budget. Give me a shout back if this is something you'd like to see your paper as a mini infographic. If you win, I will interview you. That's it. So that is pretty much what we do. Oh my God, I can't get this thing to shut now because things are in the way. Right. So when you're working on scripts, try to keep it as brief as possible. That's really all I can say to you. And give it a tweak here and there every once in a while and see what you can do. You tweak the subject lines, you'll tweak the actual body of it. Try to keep it short and to the point, but give them as much information as they need. It's really a fine line and a lot of things get changed up. But if you're interested, I would definitely share those with you. 3 o'clock. Actually, it's 3:05. Anybody have another idea? Or another question, idea? How much time do I spend in total? Usually anywhere between 1 hour and 3 hours, depending on what I do for the social part of it. The PR is definitely a longer, you know, process here. Actually, I consider the webinars networking versus PR, and that's just because I don't really, PR is when you're basically putting yourself in somebody else's domain and saying, look at this person, look at this website, look at this, look at this. Whereas you guys, I'm getting to know you, struggles and all that stuff. So it's more networking, and I'm seeing what we can do to be of service. Templates apparently are one of those things. All right, then. Well, then, thank you to the three of you. And I will be setting this up on the website as soon as I can. And you'll be able to get that. Have a great day. Stay safe and stay very good and far away from the coronavirus. Have a great day.